Feel incredible!
Kokoku demo! It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
Yes! Welcome to another episode of Animation! Yes, we are back. We are back. Three quarters of the squad is here. Myself,
yes,
Rob, special guest Brennan.
Welcome, welcome.
Wait,
am I a special guest if I'm here more consistently than somebody else who's supposed to be a host?
Are you here more consistently than somebody else?
You guys are like neck and neck.
Certainly recently.
Recently, yes, you are.
In past 3 months, past 90 days is really what it's about. Who's winning? This guy.
I guess Ice is because...
I mean, Keenan, Rob, and I are the ones winning
for sure.
Evans.
Yeah. I would say, I mean, yeah, Ice is probably a little bit above you because it's the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
The funny thing to me about that is, like, if he's not here and you do that with that voice, it's just like, can you imagine why? This is the first episode somebody listened to.
You're just like, what is that?
What was that? Why does he sound like that? And why did he say it like that? That was annoying. You know what? Clicking it off. I'm not listening
Brennan
to this.
Brennan's rejecting because he hates it so much. He was like, everybody's supposed
annoying...
to hate it. Whereas everybody always says they love it, and they literally say it with us.
I will say, it's a pretty good litmus test. If they don't really fuck with that, they're probably not going to fuck with our
show.
Yeah, if
they say,
anyway.
If they fuck with the whole that part, then they
won't
like
come
the whole
on,
podcast.
Man. Like, and we also
we start with a power.
Look, I'll say this. The reflection.
That's true.
Like, if Rob had a better haircut at this point, then I would be on your guys' side. But I feel like litmus test has failed at the moment.
I don't think it's that phraseology that's causing us to not get.
I will say, we start immediately by screaming.
Yeah.
We come in pretty hot.
Yeah.
We come in pretty hot.
And I listen to other anime podcasts, like I said before. It's literally just us not being, you know, pushed out to the masses. Once people get a hold of this podcast, we will literally be the greatest fucking anime podcast.
So does that mean that we're not?
I think we are at this point, like, listening to us. But if the masses just might not notice yet. It's just like when Kendrick Lamar was first dropping his, you know, EPs and stuff like that.
You just called
us like,
the Kendrick Lamar?
You goddamn
anime
right.
Podcast.
You goddamn right. The J. Cole, whatever one. It's like they both were early on. People were like, the warm up and come up. They were like, man, they had fans already being like, you guys, these are the greatest rappers in the game doing
it. I feel like we're more like a Smino.
No. I respect Smino, but no.
I'm a huge fan
I like
of Smino.
But like, no.
Earth Gang?
I like Earth Gang.
Earth Gang goes hard.
I like Earth Gang. And I got around with Earth Gang super early, too. I found them and Jed super early.
Jed
like,
is the best.
Get him out. I'm sorry. I'm done.
But I still think we're the early version of a Kendrick and Cole.
I mean, we're two.
I guess
we
could say this. You could call us Earth Gang because we're more of a crew. We're more of a
little bit,
I guess.
Not one
or we're top dog as a whole, or Dreamville as a whole.
Okay.
We can say that. Subscribe to that Patreon, y'all. Patreon.com/animation. SHUNSHUN.
For those who are listening and not watching this, I'll say that we have a wonderfully adorned man here named Rob with a beautiful haircut.
Thank you.
He is a white man.
Thank you. Yeah, well,
He is a white man.
I don't have to thank you for that.
No, you don't. No,
I'm not going to. I didn't.
No, thank
I didn't
you.
Do it.
I appreciate didn't hear anything.
Here. Edit that out.
Yeah,
I
edit
that
out.
You
get to go back in the post
Black
for
power.
That.
So I'm just only saying is that if we get enough subscribers on our Patreon,
100,
we will be taking this brother right here to a black barbershop
mm-hmm.
to be getting a, is it a taper or a bald fade?
We're going
to
get him a, I don't want to do it with a bald
he
fade.
Can get it. I think he we can taper
I think
him
a, I think a taper fade to the, because he has a beard. So taper fade, taper mm-hmm. the beard.
Bro, he's going to look so good. Like, the funny thing is like we're making fun of it or whatever, but it's like you're actually going to look really good.
I know, I already seen.
I think Rob's going to go back. He's going to be like, yo, what's
up? You know what? Let me get that again.
Rob might be like,
hey, Ken, man, hook me up again, bro.
Rob's voice going to get deeper too.
Yeah, it is. He's going to start speaking different.
We're going to do the Rob's recap. So Rob's this episode, recap. Yeah. So yeah, I mean we're at 85 subscribers right now on the Patreon. We need to get to 100. That's only 15 more subscribers, y'all. That's not a lot. That's very easy. Hell,
very close.
Just jump on so we can get the haircut for him and cut it, and so y'all can go watch the video.
You saw him. He said.
What did he say?
He said Rob with the fade would immediately become a father.
Yo, what if wifey's kind of just like,
yes, the haircut will be streamed.
Yeah, it will be streamed. What if YB's kind of just like, all right, man, yeah.
Wouldn't it be crazy if she jumped all over, bro. This is it.
Yeah, we're going. Rob's like, well,
did you tell her about this already?
Yeah, she knows about it.
Damn it. I would love to have surprised her with it.
I'm pretty sure I've told her about it.
She'll be surprised when it happens.
Yeah, if he doesn't tell her when it's happening, then that's different.
Comes home. I got to be honest. If I get home and that's when she's just like, oh, yeah, we got to do this, I'm like, well, I'm going to be a little offended, to be honest with you.
That's fair.
You got to take what you can get.
I'm with Rob. Like,
you married now. You take what you can get, brother.
Because this didn't end up happening, but I was kind of nervous when I had came home and when I had got the man weave. So shout out to Clayton Thomas. This is such a weird story.
That shit was so funny when you had the man.
That was really funny,
bro. This is
you got to do it again.
No, I don't. I did it twice already. I'm not doing it again. But it's a weird story because you know Clayton CT. He literally got me the man weave for a sketch, and it's weird just saying that another dude got your hair done for you. It's just a weird.
You got
thing
your
to
hair
say.
Did? Yeah, by
he's
another
like, man. He's like, go get your hair done, boo. It felt very like. But I got this man weave. And I was very nervous because I was like, yo, I was like, Rob, I was like, I would feel a little weird if my girl was kind of just like, damn, you looking fucking sexy as hell. Now, I will say this. When I had these little magnetic earrings in my ear, and my girl did, she was on a different type of, she was on demon time. She was on a different type of demon time.
Why didn't you get earrings?
I don't know.
You should get earrings. I think you would look good with earrings, actually.
But I'm not, I don't know.
It feels late in life to be getting earrings, to be honest with you.
Hey,
you could do it tastefully. Michael Jordan
still
has earrings.
Oh, hell no. The loop?
Yeah, the gauge?
The loop? Michael, no way.
He's a little old for that.
Bro, come on, man. I should have got this in my early 20s and been cool with it. It'll be weird now. Like, your ears are pretty, but you never wear earrings. I've never seen you wear one before.
No, I don't wear them.
Well, Brennan, if he does it, you have to too.
You got to throw yours in.
I'll do it if he does it. I see my repairs. So
all right. So so Brennan has to dip out of here in a few, but let's try to just go over some things real quick. The topic of today is we're gonna discuss who can beat Goku, right? So we're gonna go over a list of characters that we have.
Yeah, we made our own lists.
And then I'm also reading some people from a list offline because there's some characters on here that are interesting, and I want to see what they have to say about why.
Yeah, people have some interesting choices for this episode.
Oh, you already looking at his list?
He sent me his list. I saw.
Do you want to read his off before and then go into?
I start with that.
I say we save it.
You want to save it for later?
Let's save it. We'll get. All
right, let's go over the poll real quick. So we did a poll. We did a poll last week. We wanted to know what you guys would think, or the Patreon members will get a chance to vote on the next anime that we will watch, and we named Animation Classroom, Vox Machina, Spy Family, and Sabuku Bisco.
Sabikui Bisco is my best
guess. I butchered the fuck out of that.
It doesn't matter because we're not watching that one. It only got 2% of the vote.
So Rob, you want to go over these percentages real quick?
Yeah. So like I just said, Sabikui Bisco, last time probably could ever say that, it got 2%, not much at all.
Just for the record, that was Ice's pick.
Spy Family got 13%, which I was surprised by because people... it's been popular. A lot of people said in the comments too, like, oh, they liked that show, but they didn't necessarily think it was good for the pod.
Yeah, it did.
Vox Machina, which is the not necessarily anime necessarily, but the Amazon D&D show.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Cameron just started that. How do you feel about it, Cam?
I like it. It's really good.
It's funny.
Yeah, it's a solid. Solid. Yeah. It's very much first season vibes. Okay. Like it feels like a first season of a show, but like despite that, I enjoy it. It's
that little fucking elf dude is so funny.
Oh, he's hilarious.
He is so funny to me.
Yeah, the characters are funny. It's well written. There's a good voice acting. So, like, I think it's definitely worth a watch.
There's one character in particular. I'm telling you, Keenan.
I low-key wish that would have won.
It was a little bit on my list, too. But yeah, that was my pick. What did end up winning is Assassination Classroom.
Brennan's pick.
Which I know Brennan has seen a bit of.
I think I'm like 15 episodes in.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a 22-episode season. So we'll be checking that out. It seems like it's got some interesting stuff. We got a big old alien with a smiley face on it.
You want me to give the premise?
Yeah, give the premise because you've seen a bit of it.
Yeah, I mean, so it's pretty much like the way that it's set up is they're like, yo, this alien came out of nowhere, blew a hole in the moon, and his arrival to Earth, like just put a hole right through the moon, arrived here, and was just like, yo, all of you guys are going to die.
Honestly, maybe this guy should be on somebody's list today.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Can you add him? No, real talk.
I believe you. Yeah.
He's very OP'd. But that's the whole point of the show. He's super OP'd. And so like he comes down there, and then all the governments of the world try to like, and you know, they don't even show this part because it's overstood, but they try to like attack him and kill him and stuff like that. And he can move way too fast. I think he says he moves at Mach 12.
Jeez.
You know, just for like, that's just how he moves. He's that fast. And so they're just like, all right, he's super fast, he's super strong, and there's nothing anybody can do. And so for some reason, what this alien decided, say, there's this class of misfits at this random school that I want to be their teacher. And it's an assassination class. And so there's only a certain type of element that can kill him. And he's so much more powerful than the governments of the world and everywhere else that he gave everybody what the thing that can kill him.
That's crazy.
He gave it to him. He's like, this is the thing that can kill
me. Here's my kryptonite.
And then he gave all the students the same shit. He's like, all you guys, here you go. There's bullets. Here's everything you need that you could possibly try to kill me with this thing. And so, but you can't because you suck. It's pretty much his vibe. And so that's the show, is like, he's actually trying to be a good teacher while they're all trying to assassinate him. And like, the government is like bringing in people to help him kill him and stuff like that. That's kind of like the show.
I'm guessing they're going to befriend him at some point.
I mean, the kids like him.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the teacher.
I like him. Yeah, I think he's dope. But I think there's also another thing about it. It's like a ticking time bomb where he's just like, I'm going to kill the... If nobody assassinates you by this date, I'm going to blow up the earth.
Ah, yeah. So, okay, there we go.
Yeah,
okay.
So there's stakes to it, too.
Gotcha. I wonder if he's going to really do that, though. He's probably going to fall in love with the kids and be like, you know what?
I'll say this. On some beer the show, type shit, it doesn't... You know? Like I said, this is speculation because they don't say it. But there's a deeper something to this show. And it hasn't gotten there for me yet.
Okay.
There's definitely something. There's an underlying current of the show that goes much deeper than what I just explained to you guys. There's something special about that guy, like the main dude. There's something going on with him. I don't know what it is, but they didn't explain it yet.
Well, I'm interested. You know, that's what we got. That's what we got up. So, I mean, that's what we'll be doing next week, is the first four episodes of Assassination Classroom.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll be up on that. Man, I was hoping for either for Spy Family or Vox Machina, but it's all good. Next.
Assassination Classroom isn't bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. Well, I guess we'll see what's up.
We will see. You will certainly
see. So, like we told you guys last week, we had something very, very special for you guys, right? We had bought a mystery box from the Anime Expo. And today we're putting all your names inside of a raffle for the Patreon people. So this is what happens when you join a Patreon, patreon.com/animation, S-H-U-N. You join a Patreon, you could possibly get some free stuff, man. Just saw some cool shit. You know what I'm saying? So we did a drawing. I mean, we're going to do a drawing live on air right now.
Yep.
Right now.
We're
going to
do it right now.
Yeah,
I got the random number generator.
So
showing
all your
y'all
names.
It's, boom.
All your names are put on there.
This isn't the number yet, but everybody's been assigned a number. So we're going to roll this. And it's going to pick somebody's number, and then we will reveal who that person
is. Are you ready for the drum roll?
Give me the drum roll. I'm going to start the roll. All right, somebody tell me when to stop.
And stop.
Number 64.
Who that be?
Let's see. Congratulations to, hold on. Wow, I clicked right on it, actually. Patrick Ligons.
Hey!
Patrick Ligons.
Congratulations, Patrick.
Slide into Keenan's DMs with your address.
There we go.
Real.
I was just going to say, slide into the Patreon.
No. Getting so Keenan's DMs. We'll do it real
inbox,
slow.
Inbox the Patreon with your address. So
we have their stuff. We can even just let them know, because they may not even be in the stream. But we'll reach out to them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, their address and stuff is on there?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We got their email address. I don't want to put that out there. You know, we Patrick, we can reach you. We will reach you, and we will get your stuff, and we will send you this box.
Yes. So somebody was like, no. But to change my name, Anarchist. No. But yeah, that's what we do here, man. We sometimes do some stuff, some giveaways, stuff like that. We might do some more giveaways in the future.
Yeah, we got a couple plans for that.
Yeah, so, man, definitely stay tuned. Stay locked in with us. Appreciate all y'all that stay consistent with us. We appreciate y'all, man, for rocking with us all these weeks. So, Patrick, what's his name? Patrick Liger?
Ligons. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Apologize to you, Patrick, if I'm butchering your last name. It is L-I. Well, I don't want to put anybody's like government info out there. Patrick Ligons, we will reach out. We will find you, Patrick. We will give you this box. You won. Congratulations.
We just said his name. He's like, I don't put his government out there. We just literally said Patrick Ligons. I don't put his government out there. We just said it.
But now you spell it. They don't know how to spell it. It could be anything. I'm not probably not even saying it right. It's probably like Patrick.
Patrick. Why'd you go with the first name emphasis instead of the last name being Ligonius or something
Ligonius.
Like that?
Patrick Ligonius.
Patrick.
Right, man. So that's right. The mystery box giveaway. So let's jump into our main topic before Hoaz Brennan got to get out of here.
Damn. Wow.
So our main topic of today, once again, is who do we think, and you guys put in the comment section too, who do y'all think? And, you know, hit us up on the social media platforms. Who do y'all think also? Who do you think could beat Goku in a fight? And we're not talking about like a head-up fade necessarily. You got to just go one-on-one. It could be done how it could be done. Yeah. You can give your reasons on how you think he can be beaten by a character. It might even be a weak character that you think can beat him because he did some slick shit. He or she did some slick shit. Brendan has to get out of here. So, who do you have loaded up, or is Rob reading yours? What's going on here?
No, Brendan, you got yours. You're here to make your case. I can go over it later on if you leave any on the floor, but I say take it away.
Should I go with the ringer?
I think you got to start with just the, because you got stuff on here that I'm like, okay, but and then you got one on here I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Bro, there's a good argument there.
I would like to hear it.
There's a good argument there.
Go for it.
Let me see.
Let's go.
Want that now?
Yeah, I think you go with that.
You're going to start high so he can't top it after that?
I think it'll be a good conversation. You got to go with this, Brendan, because like, here's the thing. Like,
no, you're not going to be able to defend it.
Well, yeah, I can't. Number one, I can't defend it. I mean, you told me, you kind of said your argument, but you should say this one because the rest I'm like, I can kind of see.
All right, okay. You ready?
Yeah.
My pick, somebody can defeat Goku. Bugs Bunny. Now, hear me out.
What the fuck are we even talking about right now?
No. Hear me out.
He sent me the list and I looked right at that. I was like, what?
What's he going to do? Just steal Elmer Fudd's shotgun to shoot him? Technically that can work, actually.
That's what I'm trying to
get him
to
kill himself.
That's what I'm saying. Bugs Bunny has never taken an L anywhere, anytime.
He's pretty clever,
He is a literally powerless rabbit that's going into the woods with motherfuckers with gats, and he comes out on top no matter what happens. No matter who he's fought against aliens before.
Bugs Bunny, he said, guys. He's saying, because they're going like,
he's
what,
motherfucking
who?
Fought aliens.
It's true.
He's motherfucking fought like massive grizzly bears. Like, he has fought everything Earth can throw at you and the fucking stars. The Martian man, the fucking big red thing. And who has fucked with Bugs Bunny?
What up, Jason?
Who has harmed a hair on his head? Nobody. So what I'm trying to say is that
he got in his ass a few times.
He's never lost. Ever. And so my point being is that what Bugs Bunny brings to the table
we did say anime characters, but it's all good.
Is that he outsmarts. Anime technically means animation.
Don't make me turn into ice right now.
I'm just saying, ice. I'm happy.
That is literally the translation of it.
I'll turn into ice right now and be like,
"Oh my god, not anime."
Good.
Yeah, but my point is that he's never lost. He outsmarts his opponents, and I think that Goku's dumbass, who normally is dumb, would never get serious with Bugs Bunny because he's a stupid rabbit, and he'd be like, "This is dumb," and he wouldn't take it seriously. And then he would figure it out. Bugs Bunny would figure it out, and Goku wouldn't even know what the fuck happened. That's what I think would happen. He'd be like, wait, how did I end up dead? How did I end up tied up in this, hanging over this bridge or some shit? I don't know. Mm. But all I'm saying is that.
That's not going to kill him, but yeah.
It was going to kill him. But my point being is that Bugs Bunny outsmarts no matter who is put in front of him. There is a Martian who has mastered space travel and has all the plutonium guns and weapons. Mm. Can't fuck with him.
Well, let me give a quick point before Rob goes in and obliterate your point. But let me just go on.
This is better. Actually, as I was talking, this is a better point than I thought it was.
Let me just go off what, and this is why I think a lot of people could probably be Goku, is for what Brendan said. Goku is a ditz, in a sense. And if he's not taking you serious, if you just go like, all right, today is my day. It's like if Bugs is assigned to kill Goku, right? And I think he could do it. I think Bugs has a killer instinct about him that he'll get it done. And Goku doesn't have a killer instinct about him.
Nope.
So he always leaves his opponent alive to get the upper hand in the W. So as wild as his pick is, as goofy and stupid as his pick is, I can see what you're saying. This is a squeaky ass chair today.
It is.
But and this is a newer chair too. Yes. Oh no, you guys painted it.
No,
it's not that. Just keep going. Go, just go.
Oh, okay. But I can see how you would. So, Rob, go ahead and give your points in.
I mean, yeah, I agree that, like, Goku's dumb as a box of rocks, and that will come up with at least a couple of my picks today, too. And so, do I think Bugs Bunny can outsmart Goku? 100% yes. And I think through that, there's an avenue. But, I mean, I can think of one time Bugs had to outsource. Bugs had to very famously outsource to beat his opponent.
Who?
And that was the Monstars. He had to go get Michael Jordan. He had to go get MJ.
So he won.
He did well.
That's what
Michael
I'm saying.
Jordan won.
He found a way to win, though. He did. Being.
But I'm saying he outsourced. He didn't do that on his own.
But did he give up?
No.
Did he figure out a way to get the W he wanted?
I guess so.
Did he take
so
an L?
That means
he's going to figure it out. I didn't say he's going to do it by himself.
Oh.
I said he's going to fucking figure it out.
Okay. So who's he teaming up with? You think he's like.
He might pull out Beerus for all we know. Knowing him, he's just like, oh, let me get my other cat friend, like with fucking ears or whatever. Boom.
Say not Dispo
maybe, because you know they got the rabbit thing going on.
Yeah,
you know. But I'm just point being.
I got you.
Point being is that he doesn't take. He does whatever it takes to win. Bugs Bunny does whatever it takes to win, and we've yet to see him lose. And if that is the case, in the Dragon Ball Z world or the Bugs Bunny world, he's gonna do the same shit he always does.
He would definitely like. You know, rabbit season, duck season, Goku into like all shooting day. Himself or something.
All
like,
day.
I could see that.
It'd be crazy if you
that.
Kamehameha me in this mirror thing or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just like mirrors, like, oh shit, it reflected it. You know?
Bro, I wish that we can have somebody animate all these scenes that we're talking about. Cause I would love to see a Goku versus Bugs Bunny fight scene right now.
I think it would suck.
No. Have you seen the Shaggy ones?
Yes. I was literally just thinking about
that. I haven't seen that.
Dog, they're amazing.
Wait, Shaggy versus
Shaggy?
Goku?
They put that into this new Nickelodeon game. Like, Shaggy's got like Super Saiyan power.
Even in the game?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He, like, powers up and flies and shit.
Shaggy versus
He
Goku.
Has Ultra Instinct in some of these.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so fucking ridiculous. I don't know who started this, but I saw it just as an online thing as, like, for fun. And then people were like, I didn't know it made it into a game.
Yeah, because it's this new, the new Nickelodeon Smash Brothers thing that they're doing, multiverses, with, like, people from all different types of, like, Warner Brothers projects or whatever, I think. So they got, like, Batman and Shaggy and, like, Steven Universe and, like, Arya Stark, like people from all sorts of shit. They're trying to make their own Smash Brothers, essentially.
Oh,
and Shaggy's
okay.
in there, and like Shaggy powers up, yellow aura and everything.
That is great.
Yeah. Oh, they put it in the game.
Woo!
Bugs Bunny's also in that game, so you know. Just saying. I think that's a fun choice.
Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's a fun choice. You could certainly make that argument.
So before you get out of here, I guess, who else do you have on this list? Because I know Rob and I are going to have to go.
So only the person I'm going to give you guys right now, I'll just give you one more before I go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because other ones you guys can make the arguments for.
Yeah.
It is the guy from the Assassination Classroom, but we're not going to worry about that because we haven't watched it yet.
Yep.
But I'll say Aizen. And
I knew you had a Bleach character.
No, but I mean, yeah, if there's any Bleach character that's going to do it, Aizen, he's going to cause real problems for Goku. Because what his power is. And I mean, do you guys want me to just tell you what his power is?
You can tell me.
I think you've already told him.
Yeah, so pretty much his power is that when he unsheathes his sword, if anybody who sees his sword, he does a thing called complete hypnosis, which means he takes control of all five.
No matter what, once his sword is seen, it's over.
Yeah, so all five of your senses.
Yeah.
So he can literally, it's almost like the reality stone.
Mm. Okay.
Like, he can create whatever he wants you to see is what you're seeing. So like
crazy.
He's done it before where it's like he's fighting somebody or they think they're fighting him and they end up killing their friends. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, oh shit, I thought that was you, you know, kind of thing. That they were killing Aizen and killed all of his friends
because
he can't see, hear, feel or sense their friends.
It
he can't
pretty
sense
diabolical.
Anything. And bro, so that's his power. But the other thing on top of that is Aizen is also insanely physically strong.
Mm.
Like literally like punch a hole in the planet strong. And like also like that's just his Shikai. So in Bleach, there's two different levels to every
That's
sword.
Not even my final form.
Exactly. Every sword bearer in Bleach, or every sword bearer in that show, has two different forms: Shikai and Bankai. And his Shikai is what I just told you. We've never even seen his fucking Bankai.
Still to this day, with all the episodes.
Yeah, all the episodes
Bankai
out.
Is never released.
Never released
in the show.
It's never released. He's never needed to.
You think it's going to be released in this?
Yes,
it might.
I think so. I know what it is. I actually looked into it, but all I'll say.
So
is,
does the manga have it? Do you
yeah.
I've not read the manga, but I watched a video. Kubo released, and it's going to be as faithful to. It's basically going to be more faithful to this manga story than the original series was.
Wow. So, and you knowing what is was it Bankai or whatever?
Bankai.
You know, you knowing that what that is.
Yes.
Is it crazy?
Yeah.
It's even crazy.
Oh, so you know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Is it even crazier than his?
Yeah. Than the Shikai? Yeah, it has to be. Bankai is always like
it's usually
level
a, high,
so
a
for
high-end
example,
form of whatever the form of the sword is.
Got it.
Yeah. So like for example, the Shikai of like one of this other guy named Byakuya is he does a thing called a scatter. And what it does is it turns his sword, the sword disappears, and it turns into like a thousand
cherry blossom,
cherry
petals,
blossom
and
blades.
And each of those are blades.
They're blades. They're razor blades.
Mm.
And then when he does his Bankai, like hundreds of giant swords come up out the ground, and then he says scatter, then all those motherfuckers scatter. And you're just like, oh, shit, he is like a hurricane of blades, of razor blades that he controls with his mind and with his hands. And it's like, fight that guy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, his power, he's pretty, Byakuya is a monster.
Yeah, King Mike Hall said a thousand-year arc, blood war finna go dumb.
No, it's gonna be ridiculous.
Yeah, he said he's basically Itachi from Shippuden.
Like, that'd be nice. Ice would understand that, unfortunately.
Yeah,
I
don't get it.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Right. I must go, everyone. So I hope you enjoy those picks. I'm just saying, I had to put a silly but also, like, good argument pick in there. Bugs Bunny, I'm just letting y'all know, like, I mean, if we're arguing, it made me funny. It made it laugh. But as we were talking about it, I was like, wow. No matter who animates this, though, however you write it, you always have to write Bugs Bunny the same way, and he doesn't lose.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing: is like I think even like Stan Lee said at one point, like people always like to talk about like who would beat who, and you know who would beat who, whoever the fucking writer decides.
Yes.
Like at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So like, you know, they're always fun thought experiments, but at the end of the day, like anybody can beat anybody.
Yeah.
But
that'd be funny to see animated though, Bugs Bunny versus
Goku. I could see it.
Yeah.
I bet that's out there somewhere. I bet somebody's done it. Very cool. All right. Well. Keenan, you wanna reveal your first pick here?
Oh man,
I can touch on Brennan's other picks if we don't get to him. But I definitely had one of his picks on my list that I think is pretty given. But you know, we'll talk about it when we get there. Why don't you hit us with one of yours?
Okay, I would go with an obvious pick, but I'm not because it's always a great pick to have that particular person go against Goku. But I won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go, Eerie from My Hero.
Who is that again?
The little girl with the horn.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, she can pull them apart, and then it's a wrap, pretty much. She can just be like, hey, my friend Goku, can I have a hug? And it's over.
Because her whole power is, like, she can reverse time, right?
She can, what exactly is her power? She can, I don't think it's necessarily reversing time.
Because her whole thing, like, I know with, or because it was Deku, like, it was something like, because that's why he was able to get, you know, 100%, you know, full cowling, because she was like reversing his the damage that the body was doing
to
itself.
Yeah, it's quark rewind. So yeah, she can rewind the state of a living being. So it's like she can pretty much like rewind his state to like whatever. Like,
well, she could do kind of like what happened to him in GT. Like, she could return him to like a childlike form, right?
Yeah, she can probably put him all the way as a fucking fetus, and then he just. It's over. It's a wrap. He's dead.
Just stomp him out.
Yeah, or just like, yeah. Yeah, so it says this includes her reverting a person's age and, as shown with her father, being able to rewind a person out of existence. So, yeah, she can just grab his hand. Hey, you, what's your name? Hi, I'm Goku. And he's just dust after that. He's literally sperm. He's
especially because, like, yeah, she can't control that. So, like, once it's turned on, like, they've gone through great lengths to show that they cannot turn it back off.
Yeah, so imagine Goku just being turned back into semen. It's just like, he's just a sperm. He's just sitting there trying to go Super Saiyan as a sperm. He's just like, that was just a graphic show. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But like, it's just.
I think we're rated explicit on all the podcast forms. Yeah.
But it's like one of those things that goes back again. If he doesn't like, if he's like, he's not going to. There's an innocence about her. So it's not like he's going to sense danger when he sees her. He's just going to be like, oh my gosh, she's adorable. She has an innocence about her. She's going to come up to him nice. And, you know, if it's a life or death thing, she can shake his hand and end it. It'll be a wrap, and he won't even know what happened to him. It'll be over fairly quick, and I think that's what the main thing what it is too is like is I think her innocence plays a part into, because you know Goku, I think he has a pretty good feeling being like, if you get close to him, like, wait a second, something's off about you.
Because he can sense power. She doesn't necessarily have like a strong like fighting presence or fighting ability,
right?
So
right.
He might not like even see that coming, sort of thing. Like, her ability is what kind of gives her that extra edge against people.
Yeah. So that is my first fun pick, and. Realistic pick in a sense where do you have a debate or an argument against that?
My only thing about that is like, well, honestly, like I think I want to say like she'd probably win anyway because I don't think Goku fights a child. Like, I just don't see him
right
punching out a little girl. You know, even if like, because he just I don't know, he's just not that guy. Like, when we talk about people with killer instinct, like,
that's Vegeta. Vegeta be like, oh.
Vegeta would smoke Eri out.
Yeah, he'd be like, who is this child trying to come touch me?
Vegeta said, fuck them kids. He doesn't give a shit. Yeah.
Big bang attack.
Yeah, but Goku, I think there's an argument that, like, I find it tough to find a way that he would, unless he was just like, all right, she had already, like, evaporated all of his family and turned Chi-Chi into dust. You know what I mean? Like,
then his instinct will be up to understand who the fuck this person is.
Yeah, and just like, right. Oh, okay, you're irredeemable. But even if it was like, but I think it's a point where like he might try to help her in a way where he sees she's not in control of her powers, mm-hmm. where he would try to, like, you know, maybe knock her unconscious, which he absolutely could do. Like, if he knows she's a threat, instant transmission behind her, chop to the back of the neck, it's over one hit.
For sure.
She's done.
Because what he's going to try to do, probably to try to sustain power in a sense for him, he's going to probably try to power up so much that she can't reverse him all the way out of existence.
Yeah.
And then by the time he's able to figure out how to either get her off of him, he's still have enough power because even in his base form, he could take her out.
Yeah,
you know,
somebody did say like she would have to. Yeah, I mean, it was Amaria Cox said it'll take a lot of rewinding to get Goku to a point where he can't beat her in one hit, and that's absolutely true. Because like 10-year-old Goku was a beating up grown men.
That's true, but I think also too is going to come to a point if Goku is even though he's strong in his base form, if he's already in his base form, those other powers aren't powered up in him. Mm-hmm. So he's going to start at his base form, and it will be quickly done. Now, like you said. She can erase you out of existence, so it just depends how fast and how powerful her quirk is in rewinding, in a sense of like getting you out of existence. Yeah. I don't. It could possibly take seconds. If it takes minutes, then yeah, there's a possibility that he can get her up out of there. But I got 20 on Eri.
The thing is, like, she'd have to be pretty quick about it too, because like, there's a point too where Goku, when he gets back into his baby form. Remember, like on Dragon Ball, when he first arrived on Earth, he was a menace. Yeah. Like at least for Grandpa Gohan, like he was, you know, obviously Grandpa Gohan was a trained martial artist. He was fine. Goku was more of a nuisance to her, but like when he's Baby Saiyan Goku and he was there to fuck up Earth, like he was definitely at that point he did have that killer instinct. Granted, he's a baby.
Yeah,
he's a baby, but he's a Saiyan baby.
Yeah, he also was an evil baby, or in a sense, because he was sent there to do destruction until he hit his head. Right?
Yeah, he got. massively concussed, got some CTE, and it for the one time made him not want to beat people up. I guess I don't know.
Yeah. All right. That's my first pick though. Who do you have as your first?
If we're doing fun picks, this is kind of my fun pick. I have Light Yagami on there, and this is like I'm just saying like we can do the easy route.
Mm-hmm.
We can do the easy route. He's got the Death Note. He can put his name in there. But of course, we're going to have those people that are just like, you can't put an alien's name in the Death Note.
He has to get his real name.
Goku is walking up going, "Hi, I'm Goku." Or Light is getting it out of him. There's no way.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Goku's name is not Goku. It's Kakarot. So if he goes to him and say, "I'm Goku," he's going. That's where.
And that's too where it's just like, well, which name is the one, right?
I mean, I guess I would still go technically off Kakarot, because that's his birth name. I guess to counter your point, if Goku finds out, like, hey, what are you doing over there, guy?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Don't worry about it. And it just doesn't happen. But like, what the fuck?
And I think but here's the thing, Light will figure out something's wrong. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
Light will play him. Light will say, like, oh my God, I've been put under a curse. Something's happening to me. I have a demon following me around. Goku, I need your help. And he'll go, like, ooh, you know what we should do? We should get the Dragon Balls. Light and Goku collect the Dragon Balls together. Last second, Light finds some way to get Goku away from him, which honestly, if you're Light, this dude is diabolical. I've been watching a lot of The Boys recently. That's why diabolical's on the top of my brain.
Yes.
But. He's so diabolical. He will get, like, Oolong style, get Goku away from the Dragon Balls and make his wish to become more stronger.
Wow.
Or to become stronger than him or get his name.
He would ask for his name for sure. Whatever Goku's birth name is.
And I think either he makes himself stronger, he would wish for an immortal body or something. If he's just like, oh, I gotta fight this dude.
How many wishes do you now get the Earth Dragon Balls, too?
I believe you get two now with Dende's Dragon Balls.
So I think he gets what do you think his two wishes are then?
Probably get Goku's name, and also having seen the power that Goku has in his fighting ability, I think he also asked for that, like infinite strength, because he knows there's other people out there, and if he's just like, well, if there's this dude, somebody else could come up in his place, and I want to be able to beat them.
Now,
too.
This is where it gets tricky. In the manga, there's a character in the recent episodes, in the recent manga, that pretty much asked to be the strongest warrior.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. And what happens is they go, hey, and they get it's the Dragon Balls, and it's actually the Dragon Balls from his particular planet that they asked for it from.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, there's an exchange, like pretty much. I just can't give you power. It's power for your life form. So whatever your life expectancy is, if you were supposed to live until 85,
sure,
that's cut in half, fam.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're cutting that in half. So and if light,
so that's almost like taking the Shinigami eyes.
So if you're, so if this is light with the Shinigami eyes, on top of getting that, he might be dead in a day.
I don't know if he'd be dead in a day. His,
it might be pretty quick.
I think at that, I don't think he would double up on that. You know what I mean? I don't think Light would go to the Shinigami eyes if he's just like, all right.
I think what Light would end up doing, I think this is a wish that I think he would ask for. I think he asked for Kakarot's name, or mm-hmm. Goku's name, get his real name, and I think he asked for eternal life. I yeah. think he is...
Immortality?
Immortality. I think he's the cocky bastard that's just like, I want to be this for life. I already sacrificed Absolutely. Half my life for him, and now I get a chance to get all my shit back. Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
And now, like he said, he's God for eternity. And a narcissist like him would fucking love
absolutely
it.
He would do that. He would absolutely go for eternal life so he could just, like, rule over his empire.
Oh, yes.
Forever.
Yes. To be God on Earth? Oh, my fucking goodness.
That is light all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But great pick because, yeah, it's funny. Like, yeah, people give the whole notion of, like, yeah, the whole, well, you can't kill aliens with the Death Note. But we're having fun here. So shut the fuck up and yeah. take this.
At the end of the day, doesn't Goku consider himself an Earthling? I mean, come on.
Is yeah. there an actual... restriction that you can't kill aliens with it?
I think it's something like,
oh yeah,
right, because it says in the rules like you have to, it kills people like of this world,
yeah, something like that. So maybe that might still count in that, since he's of this world now.
Like in our universe, you know, yeah. in our dimension,
yeah,
he's a being,
yeah. Well, I guess we would have to look at the details, but to just add to your, I think that's so I like as an argument, because when I was even looking at, and we'll go through another list if we have time to, but I saw like a little list, and then people had Ryuko on there.
Oh, it says a human whose name is written in this note shall die. So I think that's where people
get human. Okay,
yeah. So it would have to be human, but yeah, fuck it.
We're having fun. but to add to that,
they've got alien death notes. He gets one of those.
Yeah, he's got the Saiyan death note.
So somebody says that Ryuk, they said he's also somebody that can beat Goku. So to add to Light,
that's
Ryuk,
his Shinigami.
Yeah, that's his Shinigami, yeah. And it's like Ryuk is an alien. In a sense, or a demi
spirit
or demon, or whatever.
Outworlder for sure.
Yeah. And he can't be seen. So you had that on top of that with Goku. Now,
yeah, but does he? We didn't really see him fight or do things like that.
No.
Ryuk? No, he doesn't
but
really do all that.
In his Death Note, I'm not sure, but he might be able to go out. Because it can't just be human. I don't. The Shinigami's not just running over Earth, are they? I thought the Shinigami.
I mean, they're, it's like the afterworld.
It's only for Earth. It's not for other planets.
I mean, they right. don't address it. So
I mean, we know in Dragon Ball, at least, whenever people pass away, they go to the same place. Because, like, at least from very early on in the Saiyan saga, when Goku goes to the afterlife, and he's just like, oh, hey, did my brother Raditz come through here? King Yemma's just like, oh, yeah, that dude just came through. I put him in a headlock. He tried to fight me, and he wasn't shit. So, like, Saiyans go to the same afterlife that everybody goes to.
Right.
So, essentially, yeah, they go. Everyone goes to the same afterlife, so they all fall under the all-encompassing.
I'm saying in these rules, like, they're all yeah. ruled by the same stuff.
Okay. It's funny to see, and they just said, fuck it. They never said where Raditz went after that. They just said, I put him in a headlock, checked him, and then.
Yeah, he's like, I put him in a headlock, and then I, you know, sent him to hell, essentially.
Oh, he sent him to hell, okay.
I think so. I think he was just like, yeah, he tried to challenge me to a fight, but he wasn't shit. Anyway, like. Yeah, you can go see King Kai. It's kind of how it goes.
Goku's a bitch-ass motherfucker for never wishing his brother back. I know he tried to kill you, dog, but like at this point, you're stronger than him.
You kidnapped my son and tried to kill me, and I don't know you.
And if this is your brother... I mean,
it is a little surprising.
And he didn't know it is he just bumped his head. He just don't remember him. So that's also messed up. Like, bro, you like I'm your brother, dog. I don't remember who you are.
It's true because like Goku is always just like, ah, maybe we can be friends. Like, we can talk them into being friends with us. And they put his brother to death, and then he didn't give him a single thought after that.
Because literally, Goku literally has turned all his enemies damn near, or like everybody he's fought against, into a fucking ally in a sense.
Just about.
So this is
the exception of Cell and Frieza, and like
right
Boo. No, not even Boo, because he's Oob.
Yeah, but I think he wouldn't mind if he could get Cell to join his team if he wanted. Like, yo, so it would be great to have you on a squad.
Yeah.
But yeah, interesting.
Yeah, who you got for your next pick?
Ah, man. Just to be an asshole. Shit. I mean, just people on his own show.
Yeah.
There's people in his own show that can whoop Goku's ass.
He's been handed a couple L's. It does happen from time to time.
Yeah, people make this whole thing, well, Goku can't be. I mean, fuck it, let's go. I mean, low-key Frieza.
I mean, this new Gold Frieza that was in the Tournament of Power gave him some problems early on.
Early on, not even just that. I mean, Resurrection of F Frieza beat Goku.
Yeah.
besides Plot Armor and fucking Toriyama being like, you know what? I want to fool you guys trying to get Vegeta to win, so I'm going to do a rewind thing with Whis, and then he's going to beat Goku. It's just like, I mean, I guess technically Frieza somewhat, he lost, and then the little dude shot him with the little laser, but that's right. Part of Frieza's gang in a sense. Frieza would do anything to win, so that's part of Frieza.
Yes.
And that's the thing about it, is that I think at this point, Frieza doesn't want to kill Goku. I think there's some type of like...
Oh, they got like a Batman Joker thing going on.
Right. They kind of need each other to kind of like be like... Because I think if Frieza does it, he's like, the world is boring now. Like, I don't have my arch nemesis in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, he was even to the point in the Broly movie where he was just like, his big wish was like, I just want to get taller.
Yeah, it wasn't even getting stronger or nothing like that. Yeah. But I do think Frieza, one has... If it was that like, yo, you have to kill Goku... He wouldn't go and be like, let me fight this guy, maybe. He might be like, you know what? I'm going to try to assassinate him. If he's sleeping, I'm shooting a laser beam right through his chest. Or I'm poisoning him. I'm getting him the fuck out of here. I don't got time to deal with you, bro. I don't got time to play with you no more. Mm. I was told to kill you, and I'm not going to fight you. So let's get it. Let's get you up out of here. So I think, Frieza gets it done. Shit, man. Do you have anybody else from the Dragon Ball?
I didn't pick anybody from Dragon Ball, but I mean, we've seen Beerus too. Like,
can I just run through that little
list?
Yeah,
go through the list.
So you got Frieza. Would you agree, disagree?
I think ultimately, like, there have been times where Frieza's had the edge.
Yeah,
but I think because of their dynamic, Goku just always figures out a way to beat Frieza. So like, I, for him especially, I think Goku figures it out because Frieza is so diabolical that, God, I keep saying that. Frieza's so crazy. He's so ruthless that he just does some shit that pushes Goku to the edge, like, almost every time. And, like, I just feel like at any point, like, eventually Goku finds a way to get around him.
If Goku's not stupid, I mean, Frieza's not stupid, what he shouldn't do is go and try to kill anybody that Goku's close to. He should be like, all right, man, let me just...
Yeah.
Even if he fought this guy, Goku might not end up being able to pound for pound if Frieza trains to beat Frieza if there's no push. Like, I'm killing Gohan, I'm killing the kids, whatever the case may be, to get over that hump to beat Frieza at that point. Or like you said, I think he has somebody set up like you. If I'm in trouble, use your little laser beam.
Yeah.
And get him the fuck up out of here. So we have Frieza. I was going to say it too, but King Mike Hall said it. He said Broly.
Yeah.
Broly, yeah. I mean, he already showed it. He watched both of these motherfuckers, technically.
It took the power of friendship
to
take down Broly. They needed to team up.
Rizap, you said Beerus.
Yep.
Whis, we already know this. I guess he technically can't fight, but like he's already shown to beat him.
Yeah.
Jiren.
That was another one. He had to team up with Frieza for that one.
Yeah.
Solo, one-on-one, he doesn't have it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have it.
I mean, literally, I mean, if you're caught up on the new manga, Goku has gotten smoked out in this new manga. He's got him. If you're talking about one v one, Goku has literally gotten smoked out twice by two different characters in this new manga. No, wait. In the past two manga, the past two arcs, he's gotten smoked out three times. And Plot Armor has literally saved him in that sense. But if you're talking about when they 1v1, he literally lost. And it'd be like, okay, I need to figure this shit out and come back and fight again. But he's literally lost. So there's a lot of characters. I didn't want to say their names because I guess it'll be animated soon.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I think they said 2023 is coming. But yeah, those are the characters that I have. Jiren, Beerus, Frieza, Broly, Whis, that can take him out. There might even be more characters from the different universe. So let me know who y'all have in Dragon Ball Z in the comment section. I want to know.
Yeah. I mean, I, there's definitely a lot of those, the other gods too, you know?
Yeah. So who do you have as your next pick?
My next pick, this is one that I think I felt pretty safe. I was probably the only one to pick this guy. I'm picking Tetsuo from Akira, the bad guy who gets the psychic powers. You can go off of the anime version of him, but I think more specifically the manga version of him is just like, there's very few people that could fuck with him. Like, especially when you get to the, this happened in the movie. He's popping people's heads with a wave of his hand.
Yeah. It,
going back to the boys, he's basically Victoria Newman, just like splattering people's brain against the wall with a thought.
I haven't finished it yet. I think I'm on episode 3 for this new season. And yeah, they, First of all, that penis scene was just...
was wild.
Was fucking wild,
listen,
bro.
I like the show, but there was some stuff this season I'm just like, all right, what are we doing here? Like, you just, like...
Are you talking about The Boys?
Yes.
Ah, yeah.
You mean the first...
I watched all of it. You mean the first 12 minutes of the first episode?
The first... Yeah, there's that one. There's even some shit later on in some of the later episodes that I'm like...
I gotta get there yet,
which I won't say. Yeah, Herogasm, which is all I'll say about it. It's called Herogasm, Keenan, so buckle up.
And they have a disclaimer in the front of it saying, if you're already watching this show, you can't really complain about what you're about to see, but people probably still will.
Yeah. They took it to 12, honestly, just because they could, which is like, that's the show. But there were times I'm just like, man, come on. What are we doing here?
This show has done so much, you gotta just take it at this point.
Yeah. It's wild stuff. But anyway, Tetsuo, he's like, honestly, like, as far as psychic ability, I think Tetsuo would put Mob in a box. I think Tetsuo would pack up Mob, because he's not only got psychic ability, he can fly, he can teleport, he can put force fields around himself. This dude at one point went out into the reaches of space and put a new fucking crater on the moon just to flex, like, for his followers, just to be like, hey, check out what I can do. He's got technomancy, so he can, like, control technology and machinery and metal, so it's not even just, like, his own, like, people's minds. He can, essentially, he's got superhuman durability. He can survive in space with no air. He has healing abilities. And the other part about this dude is he is absolutely fucking ruthless. Mm. Like, when you, especially, like, one of my biggest gripes with the Akira movie, which I feel like the one thing I'll give it is the animation is gorgeous. It holds up. It looks incredible.
Yeah.
But my biggest issue with it is that it kind of ends at the manga halfway point.
Right.
And what happens in that second half, Tetsuo is just like, it's almost like a Gojo situation where it's just like, we just have to figure out how we're going to contain this dude. Because at one point they try to like blow up. Like, if we were even talking like trying to counter beams and energy attacks, the world government is like, we have to sink this city because we have to sink Neo Tokyo because we can't control this dude. He's too far gone. We have to wipe this city off the map. And they shoot a laser beam at it that Tetsuo just blocks and just deflects. And it's just like, get this the fuck up out of here. I'm not worried about it.
So you see, you finished the manga.
Yeah, it's great. I fully recommend the manga to anybody. I think it's really, really good.
I'm gonna spoil it right now. I wanted to actually what happened, because I'm not gonna ever probably read the mangas.
And yeah, it's long. It's very long. But
I wonder why
really
I never
good.
Finished it off then.
Because it's so long that it would be two movies, I think, essentially. That's how I would do it.
They got the money now. They could do it.
They should go back and redo it.
I would do it as a series if that's the case.
Yeah, if it's long, do it as a series.
It would make a great series. Yeah. It would because, like, they left out characters. They reassigned characters because there's, like, all these different people that are within the, like, experimentation program.
Start from the beginning.
They should redo it as a series.
Yeah, and it's been long enough that I think it deserves
it. Came out, what, the late 80s?
Yeah.
Or early 90s, something like that. Yeah. But Tetsuo from Akira would be another pick of mine. I think he would. I think especially because we're talking again about like a villain with an absolutely ruthless villain that will do whatever it takes to win versus a happy-go-lucky Goku who's going to like take his time with, let me test to see how strong you are. Tetsuo's not about that. He's popping your fucking head right off the bat.
Yeah.
he's popping your head and then going to go pop some pills. That's Tetsuo.
No games to be played.
No games to be played at all. So that's my next pick. Who you got?
Okay. So my next pick, I was gonna say, I was gonna stick in that realm, but I'll go. I'm gonna go over to Jujutsu Kaisen, and I am going to go with not who you probably think.
Really,
Nobara.
Okay, I would love to hear this explanation.
All she needs is a piece of you, a hair, or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
She got to fuck with Goku 101. This is your mark. He's strong as fuck. I don't want this one versus one. These will be one problems. Mm-hmm. I'm going to his house. Hey, Chi-Chi, girl! What you making? What you cooking?
I can see Nobara getting into
what?
That.
This is Goku? This is Goku's room? Yeah, he be wearing this stupid little orange suit every once in a while. He should be out there doing some work cleaning for the house right now. But, you know, he needs to really clean this suit off. Look at all these hairs over here. This is crazy. Just look at all these hairs over here. Chi-Chi girl, thank you for the meal. I appreciate it. Oh, Goten, you're a son? Oh, you look so adorable, Goten. Did you guys get a chance to talk to your father at all today? You should.
Should say your goodbye.
You should say hi to body. What are you talking about? She's gonna leave. In a nice little car. Wrap that hair around that doll that she be keeping with her. Put a nail right through that motherfucker's heart.
And he's gonna be having heart problems out in the battlefield.
He's gonna literally be sitting there training with Vegeta. Vegeta goes, you know what's gonna be fucked up? It's gonna hit him while he's fighting Vegeta. Vegeta's like, I beat him! I beat Kakarot for the first time. I did it.
No, man.
And it's just like, no, he died of a heart attack. He died of something else. Something shocked him through the heart and he fucking died.
No, man.
And it's like that's what's fun about these particular arguments, I think, is because it's like pound for pound, just the head of fate with Goku is very difficult. But when you're sending people out there to go do damage like this, if I'm sending her on an assassin trip to go beat Goku, that's an easy W for her. They're giving her the mark. Like, this is your mark. This is what he does. Do not, and even if you meet him one-on-one, your Loki might be able to go one-on-one and get some of his DNA. Your hair is so beautiful. Like, look, are you an alien or something? Mm. Oh, yeah, I actually am an alien. My parents are from him. While he's talking the whole time, she could just wrap the thing around a doll and fucking literally kill him right in front of himself. that's how dense he is.
Yeah,
so,
he is.
I'm sure you have a counter to it, but let's hear.
That's another one of those where it's just like, if he knew it was coming, like, because he knew, like, at one point, like, remember when he basically put a hit out on himself with Hit.
Yeah.
But even in that situation, he knew it was coming and Hit gave him the work.
But here's the thing. If let's say she's assigned and he even knows that an assassin's coming to get him. Like, if I'm just going off, even if it's me, right? If I'm Nobara, I'm sending a decoy as me. Mm. I'm sending Yuji or whatever. Oh, is his name Yuji?
Yeah, Yuji.
Yuji. I'm sending Yuji as the assassin. Mm. He's going there. He's going to fight Goku, turn into Sukuna. It's going to probably be a fun match for a second or two, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like you said, either all he has to do is get me something, or like I said, I still go to his house, get a little DNA from whatever the fuck I need to get it from. While they're in mid-fight, he's the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So even if he knows that his mark is coming, if he doesn't know who it is, he's still getting up out of here because you would have to play that smart. They would, you know, Gojo would be like, yo, Gojo would probably want to fight him himself, of course.
Gojo definitely would.
Like, I gotta see how strong this guy is for real. Let's do this. Which would be a great fight, I think. I wanna see if is he on your list?
I did have Gojo on my list. I do think, like, I'm just gonna say, I feel like this list or maybe the next episode is who the fuck can beat Gojo.
Yeah.
Cause like you can't touch him.
Yeah,
you literally cannot touch him.
Yeah,
and with his like infinity field or whatever, everything slows down. I got to imagine that also works with energy and beam attacks. Like, I feel like something would hit him and it would just split. Like, I don't think that would even affect Gojo, because like we even see when he gets put in the fire dude's cursed domain, he's got no problems. He's keeping it easy. He's not uncomfortable at all because his field of infinity keeps him comfortable no matter where he is. He can't be touched. I mean, the fact that the cursed spirits in his world that are literally composed of pure hatred, that hate this dude and want him dead more than anything else, are just like, all we can do is just try to get him off the field.
Yeah.
And they want
foul him out.
That's all they want, is they try to draw the foul and get this guy out of here. I mean, granted, I think these guys would end up finding a lot more in common than they, like, it would have to be like they're in a tournament against each other, because I think these dudes would become friends
for
if
sure,
they meet each other.
Absolutely would.
They just have, you know, a ton of fun just like hanging out with each other. But like, Gojo is super strong. Like, he ripped off Jogo's head like he was palming a basketball.
Yeah.
Just like, whoop, pulled that right off. Dude has crazy protection. He even has like some sort of telekinetic ability. He twists a dude into a pretzel, like snapping his fingers, and then unleashed basically a beam attack of his own at the end of the school games there, taking out, like, what was it, Hanami, the plant cursed spirit.
Yeah,
but he can go, I think, toe to toe with Goku. I think he, like, even everybody that wants to kill this dude, there are people on Dragon Ball that are just like, I could beat Goku.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, yeah, maybe on a day, you know, the right day, you could. Nobody in Gojo's world thinks they can beat Gojo. And I'm not sure that anybody can. Because you just have to, like, he would literally have to, like, I don't know, like, be head exploded, or just, like, sort of psychically put into a coma, or just maybe Eri, like, again, could... But she can't even touch him.
Yeah, she can't get to him.
You, how do you beat somebody you can't touch?
And he would have to let you touch him, in a sense. Like I, well, remember, I actually rewatched that scene, like, the other day.
Yeah.
What's interesting is there's a character similar, not totally similar, to that in Bleach, who you can't... If you touch him, basically, you disintegrate. He's, like, the Lord of Death in that sense.
Yeah.
And there is a... They do beat him, but they basically use his power against him, where Gojo doesn't have that. But there's
right.
definitely a way you'd have to basically use something that Gojo can do against him at that point.
I said he's reading the manga, and he says Gojo starts to have some issues later on.
Interesting.
Which is what I'm actually excited to hear about.
Oh,
right.
Because it's always great to see a character who's unbeatable actually go toe-to-toe with someone who can give him a run for his money.
And I low-key think he's underestimating Sukuna. Like he said, oh, I'll smoke Sukuna out, you know, if he ever gets, you know... Takes over your body, Yuji. Don't worry about it. I can handle him. It's no problem. I think he's gonna be in for a fucking treat.
Yeah.
But when I've actually accidentally seen some spoilers. Not necessarily spoilers, but like I've seen like titles of stuff, and they're just like, you know, this person is going to give issues coming up. And it's like I think it's kind of further along. It might be maybe towards the end of season two. I think it's not even gonna be towards the end of season. I think it's gonna be like maybe season three sometime.
Yeah.
But like there are some people that I guess they're lining up that we never heard of yet, so we don't.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
That's going to be real issues for Gojo, and I'm just excited because now it's like it's going to get boring if Gojo is
this.
That's strong.
The thing is,
like,
at this point, Gojo's not worried about it, so seeing him fight things is like, well, of course he's going to win. Seeing like Gojo angry, that's going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Like, the only weakness that they've identified with Gojo at this point is he's just one person.
Yeah.
And he can only be in one place.
He can only do so many things at once.
Yeah, because, like, all the bad dudes are just like, well, our plan is we can't beat this dude, but we can beat all the rest of them.
Exactly.
So we just distract him over here. The rest of us can go take care of the other people. And honestly, that's kind of
what happens.
Blown up in their face, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But but Gojo is just like, I want to see him get some trouble, but he's a monster. Dude is we haven't seen him. Granted, it's early, but he's been unfazed. He's been unfazed.
Yeah. So you had Gojo as your other pick, or did you? Are we just going off that, or you want to actually name another pick?
I mean, I got some other picks that I put in here.
Okay.
Another one that I'll put in is Father from Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, especially when he reaches his final form.
Interesting.
Because just like any other DBZ villain, he's got multiple forms. First, he's the dwarf in the jar.
Mm.
Then he's the Van Hohenheim clone. Then he's like got that half solid, half liquid, covered in eyes sort of form. And then, of course, he turns into the younger Hohenheim after he creates his master plan. And the only reason they beat that dude is because they're able to, you know, basically they have like a reverse circle that Goku is never going to figure out.
Yeah.
And when he's in his like god form, I mean he does basically absorb god. He creates mini suns as a whim. This is a person that can create a star in the palm of his hand, and like, so he's definitely on that same world ending level power level. This and he's got like unending healing. He's got crazy intellect. He knows. He's literally the manifestation of knowledge.
Yeah.
So this is just a smart dude that also is absolutely ruthless. He can transmute without moving or any kind of equivalent exchange. So he doesn't have to like make a move to like use a technique. Like he can stand completely still and just create whatever he needs to do. He can enlarge himself. He can shrink himself. The dude's almost got like limitless power. He can even create life on his own. I mean, he creates all of the homunculi, the seven deadly sins, essentially. Mm. And each and every one of those dudes are a problem.
Yeah.
And they're just like a fraction of what he is. I think Father is like up there, I mean, among some of the better villains and one of the stronger villains. And I mean, he even has an electric field around him in his god form that negates any attack. So like, he's not touching this dude.
Yeah.
I think Father would be a huge problem for Goku.
So didn't technically Edward Elric beat Father, right?
He did, but again, that only came down. That came down to two things that Goku doesn't have. One of them is the river. I'm trying not to spoil, but at this point,
spoiler alert: if you're here, if you fucking haven't seen it,
it's like 20
it,
years old. Yeah, it's a great show. Come on, we talk about it all the time.
Yeah,
but the reverse transmutation circle is the only reason, because essentially it causes him to lose a bunch of those souls. So now that he's absorbed God, he can no longer contain him. within the weakened form. Mm. So he starts to lose control over God and truth. Mm. And that's how, and I believe when he absorbs, what is it? Pride, right?
Yeah.
He and like pride kind of like works from within to start like chipping away at him, almost like we see in some other things that we won't talk about.
Yeah.
But he's only chipped away because of those things that Goku would have no knowledge of.
Gotcha.
And definitely would not know how to do. I mean, essentially the only way that they're able to do that is because Hohenheim has spent like the last however many hundreds of years creating that reverse circle on his pilgrimage. And that's why he's wandering around, you know?
It's a good, I don't really have much. I guess to really describe, I think that's a fun. I would actually like to see some of these. I would like to actually see somebody, like I said, either animate or like give a, like, you know, I guess like a YouTube video versus against, in a sense of like a full on breakdown of like them going at it and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Hall says, yeah, he says keeping it a buck. He doesn't know if Goku can beat the seven deadly sins. Like, I gluttony might give him a problem. With that, like, that gate, that truth gate of truth that's up in his stomach, when he opens up and he's just, like, devouring, like, houses and landscapes whole, like that.
Yeah, I mean, the plot armor with Goku with that would be, like, he'll just go fucking Super Saiyan, whatever, is the newest Super Saiyan, and then eventually he'll, you know, Gluttony, is it Gluttony? Who is it?
Gluttony is the one, because he, remember, he absorbs, Envy, Edward, and Ling at one point, and they're all like trapped inside. And they honestly have to use their wits to get out. They have to use another portal of truth to be able to get out. So it's not like Goku, if he gets swallowed up, he can't just punch his way out of the void.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is it gonna be on like some Boo shit, you know, where they took a lot of things out of Boo, or he just powers up and then eventually his stomach just blows up because he just like I can see that would be the plot armor in Dragon Ball Z how it would happen.
Right.
In Fullmetal Alchemist, if he was in their world, I don't think it happens that way.
Right.
But yeah, I think, yeah, that's, I mean, I think he beats the seven deadly sins.
I think it's all at once. I don't think so, but individually, I think he could possibly.
Okay. Fair.
I think if it's all at once, he's got trouble.
That's fair.
Got trouble.
Okay.
Who else you got? You got anybody else?
Yes. This person's not a villain. And this will also be if this person got their powers back. Going back to my hero, Lemillion.
Oh, interesting.
He technically can't be touched by anybody when he doesn't want to. So I think at that particular point, it makes it hard for Goku to beat him. If I think the only issue is like if he has to get Goku out of there fast. Because if Goku starts to realize, all right, this is what you can do, he's going to try to time you whenever you're going to lock back in a sense of like, so he can grab you or whatever, then that's the case. But Goku also has been known, whether either certain forms, he can tire out and get beaten just off being tired.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, which happens like in some of these newer ones, it's like, all right, yo, if I don't beat this guy in 5 minutes, it's a wrap for me. And then it's like, well, it's 7 minutes, and Goku's just like, I'm losing power.
That does happen, yeah, because those forms, like, they absorb way more energy, and he does. Yeah, he burns out.
So, like, if he's fighting this dude, and he's like, okay, I have to go to, let's say if I go to Ultra Instinct now, it's like, shit, I still can't touch this kid because he's essentially invisible, or, like, he's, like, I get not invisible, I guess, but, like, not see-through, but, like, I don't know exactly what that is, but it's just, like, he's...
Transparent?
It's transparent in a sense. It's, like, how do you get the W if you get tired out by the time it's too late? And Lemillion, even if... I think at Goku's base form, Lemillion can now do some damage for real. Because I don't think he's necessarily stronger than his other forms like that. But in Goku's base form, like, he can possibly now stand up at least to some power and not just get punched out of the sky.
Yeah. My counter to that would just be, I would wonder how Lemillion would deal with beam attacks and energy attacks. Because I think physical attacks, you're absolutely right.
So can beam attacks not... He can't...
And I guess it comes down to a question of, like, how do energy attacks work? Like, and this is a question, like, are energy attacks, like, hot? Like, would he be, like, heated up? Would he have to, like, you know, would he be getting cooked alive in there if he's even, you know, not being touched by it? Like, I don't know. That's a question.
I thought if somebody shot a beam at him, it'll go through him.
Yeah, true. Like, if it was, because, you know, Frieza definitely has the, like, death beam that's, like, a small, like, bullet thing that just, like, shoots out. But some of those Kamehameha waves are, like, you know, obviously this is a Vegeta thing, but, like, the Big Bang attack, those things can be quite large. Like,
so I mean, so this can be the trick in that. It's like, if he's shooting this beam at him, you think you're shooting a beam at him, he's already went under the ground, came back up on the other side. I mean, These guys can be knocked out by shots that are not seen by anybody. So it's just like...
That's true, because Lemillion can't fly, so he's always going to be on the ground.
Right.
So, yeah, anytime a beam gets shot at him, he could just sink.
He can sink under the ground, come back through, chop to the neck, you're knocked out, game over. Cheap, but at the end of the day, that's a way it can work, in a sense.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Dragon Ball that I can think of has never really had a character that's like that, that can, like, phase through stuff, right?
Yeah, and even in the newer stuff, nah. Like, at least I like with the newer stuff with, like, one of the characters is, like, he's pretty much, like, you can't use power against him, in a sense. It's just, like, that doesn't work. He essentially absorbs power and gets stronger.
Yeah, yeah. Again, Mike Hall says he hopes Lemillion can survive outer space. At that point, like, Goku would have to just, like, destroy the planet and just, like, go for broke.
Which he would,
like,
never do.
Scorched Earth, which, again, yeah, he
would
never.
He wouldn't be that. Even if he knows he can get the Dragon Balls and wish it back, he doesn't have the, like, my friends. That's what I'm saying. Goku doesn't have that killer in him, which is why he's going to lose a lot of matches, to be honest.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a kill. If he had that Vegeta in him, and somebody, I think Mike Hall said it earlier, he's like, low-key, Goku has never beaten Vegeta.
One-on-one? No, he never has, that I can think of.
Yeah, so, I mean, is he even really stronger than Vegeta in that sense? It's like, every time they go at it, it's like, they said multiple times in the anime that Vegeta was stronger than him.
Yeah. I mean, when they first faced off, he was.
And then even in the Goku Black arc, when they came back and fought him again, and he was like, yo, I'm going to take Goku Black, you take Zamasu, because you're not strong enough for Goku Black. I am.
Yeah.
I'm stronger than you. And he was just like, you sure you can fight the clone me? He was like, yeah, I'm stronger than you. Why can't I beat the fake you? What are you talking about? And he goes over there and he smokes Goku Black out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, I think there's a lot of people that can beat Goku. I'm sure there's another character that we haven't named yet, but if you got one more. I got
one more.
Okay.
it pains me to make this pick. But I think Jin Mori from God of High School could possibly beat Goku.
Whoa, let me tell you something. I'm not arguing with you yet.
Yeah.
But I looked on two different lists online for characters that can beat Goku. He was on both of them.
I think so, too. And the reason I think that is because we watched the show, and our biggest complaint was, this started off as just like a regular old, like, some high school students in a tournament. And then it wound up that this dude was fighting capital G God, and he won. And Goku has fought gods in his world. And he is not one.
He got smoked.
And I mean, to be honest, like, that's a first season win too, like, for Jin Mori. And
oh shit,
you know what I mean? Like, so he's not. And I know that there's stuff in the manga, like, they go on and continue to adventure. So, like, I know he gets stronger. I mean, they find out at some point that he's essentially the reincarnation of a god, which Dragon Ball, you know, based off of the Chinese novel, I believe Journey to the West. Which, you know, he's based off of the Monkey King. Jin Mori, based off the same character. So these guys are actually, like, pretty decent comps for one another. Like,
yeah.
Even, like, Jin Mori's, his like, what he has access to is very reminiscent of, like, early Goku. He can summon Nimbus clouds for lightning and stuff, which, you know, Goku, he can summon a Nimbus cloud, but it doesn't have shit.
Yeah.
It can take him around.
Yeah.
Also, Jin Mori has the staff that can, like, grow several times in size, but, like, Goku's gets longer, Jin Mori's just gets, like, huge and wide and, like, can, you know, destroy anything. Pause.
Yeah.
So they have very similar staff abilities and cloud abilities. And again, yeah, you find out this dude is actually, like, a literal reincarnation of a god.
Yeah.
Which Goku is not. He's just he's a Saiyan. And this dude, once he unlocks his ability, like, he's taking out people that are borrowing abilities from other past, like, spirits and gods and heroic fighters and beating them.
Yeah.
I just feel like Jin Mori eventually, like, that dude, because the power scaling was crazy on that show. We were just like, where is this? Because at the end of season one, they beat God. Now what?
They dropped the ball on this show so fucking bad because it had the potential to be so dope. The fight scenes at the early beginning were so dope. You saw the fighting. It was so crisp with all the punches. I mean, King Mike Hall just literally said they're nearly the same character.
I mean, essentially they are. They're based off of the same, like, character, the Monkey King, essentially. But, yeah, no, they kind of even look alike. Their hair is very similar. Like, I think they just took the Goku thing and they were just like, what if he's just, like, even crazier powerful than Goku.
Yeah.
They went for broke. They took the scale and they turned it all the way up and then they kept cranking. That's Jin Mori.
Ah, I like that. I like that. I like that pick. That was when I was reading through and seeing that, I was like, what? Cause I kind of like black out of high school.
Out
of my mind. Yes. And when you start to bring it up, I was like, oh yeah, they did fucking fight God essentially in this shit.
Yeah. And it was crazy.
Like, yeah, I was just like, oh yeah. So I wasn't, when I was seeing it, that's a
I mean, I was reading up on some of the powers he gets later on. Like, this dude gets the ability to like trap people in like spirit dimensions. He can like, he gets power to destroy things on like a solar system level. Like, Jin Mori is like dumb strong.
So, it's like they dropped the ball then, because that's all your things you're saying. It seems like an interesting and potential just to want to like watch the show continue,
right?
And I'm guessing the manga is fire, but
I've heard that's one of the things that people have said, that like the manga is really good. It's another one of those where like maybe the adaptation wasn't great.
Yeah, I feel like they tried to rush, because it was a Crunchyroll original, right?
Yeah,
they're just like, all right, let's get all this shit out there. They say, yeah, he's an omega level threat. So my last pick, one that we all should have said probably first when we didn't, one that we all know can, Saitama.
Yo, yeah, he was on my list, but I'm like, you know,
yeah,
come on.
So this is, I guess I'll just end it with that. It's just like, as we, you know, we've had this discussion before, but I think I might have even sided with Goku the first time, but in this case,
this time, not so much.
Not so much, buddy. Saitama was getting you to fuck up out of there. But I think also, too, I think he wants to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
I think Saitama would, I honestly want to be Goku's friend. They'll be after he knocks Goku through fucking two dimensions. And Goku gets the intra dimension back after 7 years, whatever, how long it takes him to get back over here. Like, let's go get something to eat, man. Let's play video games.
Oh, they
like,
absolutely would.
Yeah, it's like they're kind of fun in those, in a sense, in those characters together.
Yeah, Brennan also had Saitama on his list.
I figured at least one or two of us did. So yeah, he's smoking Goku out of there. He's rolling them up in a nice little backwood, or you know, whatever you smoke your shit in, man. He's getting the black and mild, slitting that open, pouring the guts out, and pouring some Goku in there and licking it back up and smoking his ass about it there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't even smoke. I don't even know how I put it together, but yeah.
You had the whole thing.
Yeah, but then, yeah, it's funny to say they'll be the most powerful best friends. I agree. I think that wouldn't be a fun anime. That wouldn't be a fun show to watch.
Yeah, but Saitama, Goku, and Gojo is like the three-person like anime. I want to see those dudes just like hanging out, getting into shit.
That'll just be so fun. But then I also want to see them like be like brothers, to where just like in a sense we're just like, hey, Wayne, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing, man? You see them start scrapping like brothers, and then now there's all out big ass war between them three.
And I do agree. I think Goku out of those three is probably the weakest, which is crazy to say. I mean, I don't know. I guess
right now we have to see where Gojo is really at. One Punch Man, I guess, would technically be first in a sense because he can't be beaten, right?
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I want to see where Gojo's level is really at in a sense of like the power scaling of his show. And I guess, like I said, if Ice was here, he can probably give us a better scale on that, because he's reading the manga. I think he's caught up all the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think he is. But yeah, man, that's you have a last pick in there?
No, that's all I had. I will say the other person Brennan had on his list that we didn't cover was Mob. I got to be honest.
Yes, Mob was on some lists too, that scene.
I personally don't see it. Like, it's a maybe thing, because it's like, it's one of those, like, kind of like Tetsuo, it's just a different approach. It's kind of a psychic power versus a strength power. I don't know. Mob, maybe. It's a strong maybe for me. I'd have to see it, but he's another one that just, he also doesn't have that killer instinct, you know, unless he really, really gets there, which he rarely ever does.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of like a Goku in that way. I mean, you know, a lot of main characters are kind of like that.
Yeah.
I can't, like, I can, like, to, I guess, try to figure out what Brennan's thought process on that was, is, you know, essentially, once he gets, he's the One Punch Man of psychic powers, where once he gets there, he's just, like, he turns everybody on their ear, and he's able to figure it out. And I think he could certainly try to come at Goku sideways. I don't think Goku would be able to tangle with psychic abilities necessarily as easily as he would somebody who's like a martial artist or even like a beam fighter. Mob just comes at him from a different angle completely.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess honorable mention in this bitch would be Hit technically killed him.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, you give Hit the ability to be like, all right, I can no hose bars kill Hit. But I wanted to just go over this. I'll go over it real quickly. CBR put out a list, I guess, I don't know how long ago. 2018 actually.
Okay.
A list that can characters that can be Goku.
Who we got on there?
15, Grand Zeno.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, well, yeah. He could just snap
Everybody's gone. Nobody's beating him in a sense.
Nobody is beating him.
Zeno. They got Ryuk on there.
Okay. Yeah, we sort of talked about that.
Saitama. Like, well, I'm
Saitama,
sure.
Of course. One Punch
at 13.
Man.
At 12. Raiden from Pokemon?
There's absolutely no fucking way. No way. I completely disagree.
This is a short blurb, so let me just read it.
If you can get taken out by a Squirtle, you can get taken out by Goku. But go ahead.
This entry might be a surprise to some, but we mustn't forget that Raiden's strongest move, Horn Drill, if this attack connects on Goku, it's Super Saiyan lights out for good. Since he's so used to play fighting with Earth's most ferocious beasts, Goku isn't likely to take Raiden seriously, which is what we talk about with Goku's issues are, as they will start a battle. This would be the Saiyan's doom, since all Raiden needs would be to land one move on Goku and it's over. It's over after that one type move. He would have to be a ghost type, totally immune to normal type moves like Horn Drill, and he isn't one, so the battle will be over quickly.
I mean, that's like a Bugs Bunny pick to me, but, you know, all right, sure.
So,
I'm not buying it.
I'm guessing the lovers of this particular anime will agree with this, and I heard she's a beast, Sailor Moon.
People do say Sailor Moon is a beast.
Yeah.
I can't say I'm not as caught up on that.
I actually wish Roxy was here because she rocked for Sailor Moon.
She would know what to say.
Yeah, she would know exactly what to say. At 11, Sailor Moon. 10, Truth from Fullmetal Alchemist.
Yeah, no, again, that makes sense, because, again, you're talking about capital G God there. That's not many people can be him.
Yep. From Helsing, I haven't watched it, but Alucard or something like that.
Okay.
From Helsing.
Yeah.
Lane from Serial Experiments. Lane? I don't even know what that is.
I don't know who that is. I'm looking at her picture. I don't see it, but maybe she must have something else going on.
Yeah. Even when I'm reading through it, it doesn't seem like it's much. Mephisto's Fields from Blue Exorcist. I started Blue Exorcist but never finished it. It's actually a good show. Number six, some of these animes now I don't even know. Number six, Haruhu Shashamiya.
That looks like a slice of life.
Yeah.
I know I'm probably sounding super ignorant right now talking about these animes I've never watched.
Yeah.
But like, I'm looking at that picture and I'm just like, that smiling girl, I don't know. I have doubts.
This ain't like she wouldn't realize what she's doing, but she'll get it done. Kami Tenchi from Tenchi Muyu. I don't know who this guy is. The creator.
Yeah, it's just like it's tough to like. Okay, it's tough to gauge like on these lists of shows I've never seen, but like this one in Truth, they look like these intergalactic, interstellar beings,
yeah.
And they've just got like a dude with glasses, and I'm like, really?
Okay. Yeah. Exeter from Yu-Gi-Oh.
I mean, that guy looks like a beast. I'm just like, that's the kind of person where I'm just like, he looks monstrous.
Seen this from Yu-Gi-Oh before?
I didn't really watch Yu-Gi-Oh.
So in Yu-Gi-Oh, pretty much this is like when Yu-Gi-Oh. You watch Yu-Gi-Oh?
No.
I don't know.
It was on, so I was aware of it.
So
and the name, what was the name?
Exodia?
Exodia. So, familiar. In Yu-Gi-Oh, when I watched like the first few seasons, he couldn't get this character unless it was like last minute type shit, and pretty much he needed like five cards or whatever it is. Five or six cards to get him.
He was like the guy to beat at the end or whatever.
That's his character though.
Yeah,
his character is Exodia. Like he has to get like six cards, whatever, five or six cards.
Okay, that sounds familiar.
And
actually,
it comes
I
like
saw
it's
a
like
couple
arms,
there. Yeah,
legs, and then like the body.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And
now
then
it's
once
all,
he
it's
gets all the
back.
Cards,
I saw the previews when these episodes were happening.
Right.
So
then
I...
it's a wrap. When this pretty much when he's on the screen, it's a wrap after that. So he's supposed to be a beast. Saint Seiya Omega Sagittarius Sia. I don't know who that is. And then number one. Tori Bot from Dragon Ball.
I mean, it feels like a technicality. But I mean, like, sure, I can see Tori Bot. That's like the Akira Toriyama's self-insert in the Dragon Ball series.
Yeah.
And he's essentially just like, well, it's the author. So he could like draw him off
the
page.
They literally say in this list with one stroke of a pencil to just prove his point and the match is over. So besides the characters, I don't know those characters. The characters that I don't know, I can't speak on.
Yeah.
I wonder if you guys know Exodia ain't seeing Goku. Automatic win with old rules.
I'm trying to go back through our comments because I definitely saw some people putting some stuff in there.
King Mike said that dude Alucard, whatever his name, Alucard, would have some smoke for Goku. So that's interesting. Get Sailor Moon unready to scrap ass up out of here. They say she's a beast, though. I hear she's on some galactic type shit, too.
I mean, certainly Endgame, I'm sure she's making some problems. So we got King Mike Hall said Dio from JoJo Bizarre Adventure might cook Goku. Haven't seen that, but maybe people that have seen that might know better. Let's see what else. Sorry, a lot of comments to scroll through. Let me see if I can get at least one more because I thought I saw. Rimuru would go toe to toe. Anarchist says, and another people, some other people saying Saitama. Some other people said, you know, Jiren, Beerus, you know, just to name a few. Rimaru from Slime Reincarnation. Oh yeah, all right, Rimaru. So yeah, I guess that's somebody else from that time I got reincarnated as a slime. Might give Goku some issues. So yeah, those are the people. Those are our picks. If you got some others, you know, if you're on the Patreon, put them in the comments. Yeah, let us know who you think.
Yeah, man. Thank you all for tuning in as always. That is our thing. And so yeah, our, you know, Assassination Classroom has won for the picking, like we said earlier, so that we will be covering episodes 1 through 4 of Assassination Classroom.
Yep.
Do we have any, I guess, drops for Brennan? Brennan produces on Instagram. Ice.McGowan for his stuff. Go to his YouTube. He's really big on going to his YouTube. So go to his YouTube, Ice McGowan. Cam, Stickman Studios, no C in there. Because he's out here blooding. Rob, who you got?
I got an artist to shout out. This is Roosh on Instagram. Their handle, though, is Coder Inc., Koteriink. Pretty dope artist. I actually found them because they had been doing some Sonic fan art, which I saw somebody in the... Actually, that's another one. Somebody in the comments said they saw Super Saiyan Sonic in the last movie that he could give... He give Goku some issues.
Super Sonic was always, you know, was always dope.
But this dude, he had a pretty cool concept of just like a reimagining of Sonic that was like way in the future, and like Sonic is hanging out with like the descendants of his allies. So like it's a world with like technology and magic. He did some really dope illustrations for it, but he's also got some like really dope like OG Pokemon redesigns that are pretty cool. He did some art of this UFC fighter. Really cool illustration style. Check him out. That is. Koteriink, Koteriink on Instagram. They also have their name listed as Roosh as their real name. So, or well, their username. So check them out. They got some cool stuff.
All right, Keenan Baker on everything. Follow me. This will be the last episode where you can catch me before Sacramento. This comes out Friday, so there's going to actually be Friday shows in Sacramento. So any of our fans, if you have any fans in Sacramento, please get your tickets. I want to look good out there. It's going to be fun. I'm going to have a hell of a time. So please join me in Sacramento. These shows are at 8 and 10:30. And if you show up, man, just let me know. Let me know if you guys are from the Animation Podcast. We chop it up, talk a little bit after the show if you guys come through in there. I think that is pretty much it. So
that's it. That's the show.
So like you said, Assassination Classroom, episodes 1 through 4. Join us. Join that Patreon, patreon.com/animation. Let's get Rob his haircut. Only 15 more, 15 more Patreons to get Rob his haircut, man. And join us, man. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We are out.
Bye.
And so anime was solved forever.